the senior executive producer of a long-running and popular science documentary series on public television, was in Fairbanks this week. Paula Apsell gave a two-hour presentation on Wednesday night called The Art of Science Television. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
Every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, science lovers tune their TVs to PBS for an hour-long show called Nova. It's a science documentary program that recently took viewers on a journey to explore the natural history of Australia. The show's also taken its audience on a quest to locate the minds of the Bible's famous King Solomon. Viewers have learned about medieval cathedral construction, and they've cracked the genetic code.
We saw the quantum world, the world of things that are teeny, 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 and it operates by different rules from our everyday world.
That's Paula Apsell. She's the senior executive producer of Nova.
And by using computer graphics, we're able to bring the quantum world up to our size, and you can get a sense of how weird it really is.
She says she has a wealth of subject matter to choose from for every episode she produces.
I mean, Nova is an anthology series, and that means we have the world of science, technology, engineering, medicine, natural history, the environment. We have a lot of different aspects of science to choose from. So that is a great benefit. And our programs can be very, very different week to week.
At any given time, Apsell is working on 20 different episodes, all in different stages of production. She says one of the challenges is finding a unifying quality among all of them.
We want them to have a level of quality and distinction that says this is a Nova and not some other show.
Science can be intimidating to the general public. That's why Apsell says it's important to find a unique way to tell a science story.
The key thing is to tell the story and have it unfold like a detective story. So you ask a big question at the beginning, a mystery, and you follow the clues just as you would follow the clues in a forensic case.
Apsell admits her audience can be fickle.
The audience is not patient enough to wait for the end, so you have to keep revealing little tantalizing bits of information along the way. It's just differently. People want to know now, right at the beginning of the show, really what it's about. They want to know whether they should waste spend their time.
Public broadcasting competes with hundreds of cable television channels and fast-moving, superficial content on commercial networks. Even Apsell herself indulges in a little trashy TV once in a while.
You know, we all have our guilty pleasures. So I would be lying to you if I said I never watched Here Comes Honey Boo Boo or Hoarders. I mean, people who, you know, just hoard things, including dead animals. You're sort of sitting there watching it with your mouth hanging open. But after you watch three or four of the shows, you never have to watch it again. It sort of satisfies. But that's only true for me. These shows have an appropriate number of viewers to suit the advertisers.
But Nova doesn't have advertisers. Funding for the program comes from the National Science Foundation and a wide-ranging list of underwriters, from the ExxonMobil Corporation to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. However, Apsell says that doesn't mean she hasn't had to find ways to innovate.
The pace of information has increased enormously. I mean, if you look at programs from 30 years ago, they're so slow you just think that you're going to fall asleep. So Nova's not just television anymore. We're online. We have to stream our stuff. We have to make short-form videos of it. We do stories on radio. So I think one of the things that I've learned is, you know, over the past decade or so, it's just become extremely important to just extend to other platforms.
She says she'll continue to find ways to change how Nova delivers rich and complex science stories to the public. The program has won every major broadcasting award, some more than once. Nova's website is the most visited among those hosted by PBS. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.